End of Life and Palliative Care, Module 1. Overview. When the Department of Health published its End of Life Care Strategy for England in July 2008, its aim was to promote high-quality care for all adults at the end of their life. The strategy recognised that a cultural shift in attitude and behaviour related to end-of-life care needed to occur within the health and social care workforce. This is a major challenge, given that in England alone, this represents more than 2.5 million employees involved in this type of care. Since the publication of that strategy, further studies have taken place that required a more systematic study of end-of-life care. As a result, enhanced guidelines have been produced as recent as 2020 that are included within this course. These cover those at risk of missing out on, or failing to receive, adequate end-of-life care. Recognition was given that advanced care planning is complex, and no one specific service model for advanced care planning could be recommended. However, the NICE committee agreed that advanced care planning helps people to achieve the care and support they want, and that robust policies should support adults approaching the end of their life. They noted that some underserved and vulnerable groups, for example, people who are homeless and people in prison, may not have opportunities to engage in advanced care planning, and that provision for these groups should be highlighted. Additionally, the NICE committee felt that advanced care planning should not be restricted to planning for possible future loss of mental capacity. In another example, according to Hospice UK, 2017, one in four UK families who need end-of-life care miss out on crucial support. Around one in four people, approximately 118,000, require end-of-life care. Their families are not able to access the expert care they need at the end of life, including hospice care or other support that they need. This is particularly true for people with conditions other than cancer. The report also found that people from economically and socially deprived areas, BAME communities, and LGBT people can experience barriers to accessing end-of-life care services. The information within the report was processed as a result of observational assessments, semi-structured interviews, open-ended question interviews, and in-depth interviews, with mainly thematic, qualitative analysis. This has led to reforms and enhanced guidelines in care provision. The End of Life and Palliative Care course explores the key concepts of preparation, planning, care and support for those who are dying, and the people close to them. It also explores the potential barriers to receiving end-of-life care, with suggested remedies and processes to be adopted. In addition to an introductory section, this module covers key components of the three NICE guidelines, as defined below. Care of dying adults in the last days of life, with the related guidelines. Improving supportive and palliative care for adults with cancer. Palliative care for adults, strong opioids for pain relief. As death is inevitable, appropriate palliative and end-of-life care must be a priority. The quality and accessibility of this care must be made consistently better for all of us. This module addresses the needs of people of all ages, who are living with death and bereavement, their families, carers, and communities. End-of-life care needs to take into account an individual's priorities, preferences, and wishes. It's also vital, with the presence and impact of COVID-19, to understand the temporary COVID-19-specific guidance regarding palliative care. This was developed through a rapid review of available evidence, expert opinion and expert peer review. Ongoing development is important to achieve the aims of the strategy, which identified three major groups of healthcare workers. Those who frequently deal with end-of-life care, for example, hospice employees, nurses, home care workers. Those who deal with end-of-life from time to time, for example, general hospitals, GPs, and community services. Those who rarely encounter end-of-life care, but are still involved fully in day-to-day care as and when necessary, for example, prison staff. Disclaimer. This module is designed to provide information to help develop skills and understanding of palliative care and end-of-life care. It is essential that healthcare workers understand the current legislation, as well as the policies and care plan of their employer, and take instructions accordingly from them. Senior registered colleagues should be consulted for advice where appropriate. Please note, the term healthcare worker is used generically throughout this course to refer to the role of carers, care assistants, care providers, care enablers, support workers, personal assistants, etc.